Welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve. Greetings, radio family. This is Sister Judith, and I thank the Lord that you're able to find time in your schedule to join me today. We are going to continue on in a message I just started on yesterday's broadcast, Holding On to His Unchanging Hand. And I shared with those of the radio audience who were listening, the key scripture found in Isaiah 41:13, where the Lord says, and let's take this very personal for each one of us today, for I am the Lord your God, who takes hold of your right hand and says to you, do not fear, I will help you. What wonderful, consoling words. There is nothing more comforting to know that when you are in a place of distress, when you're hurting, when you don't know which way to turn, there is nothing more comforting, nothing more encouraging, nothing more stress-freeing, anxiety-ridding than to have someone there to help. You know, when one falls, he may have to, you know, really struggle. But if two are there, if he has, as Proverbs says, that one can help lift him up. And so we certainly need each other. That's the importance, of course, of the body of Christ. And we as the body of Christ are the extension of Jesus in this earth. We're his physical body, his eyes, his ears, his mouth. We speak his words. We show his very character and nature, love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith, meekness, self-control or temperance. These are the things we manifest as members of his body, or at least this is what we should be manifesting. And so we all need comfort. I remember some of the most difficult times in ministry, and I'm speaking now, thank the Lord, years past. I can remember when I was at Duck Valley, and one of the ways the enemy has really attacked has been through technical issues, computer problems, printer problems, folder problems. And I, you know, I'd have to drive, you know, hundreds of miles back to Tracy in order to get the kind of help I needed because it wasn't available at Duck Valley Reservation. And that was, you know, a sore and a great trial to have someone that is there to help you. It means so much. And I'm just speaking now in natural terms. But had you ever had a breakdown on the freeway, and especially if you're a woman and you don't know what the problem is? Well, I remember once, I believe it was an angel. I was coming home. We had our Hayward services, and I was handling the midweek service, and it was, you know, coming over the Altamont Pass. It was dark. I had a blowout. I just stepped out, and it was, at that point, it wasn't as built up. We're talking the 80s, and I thought, what am I going to do? And I looked, I thought, I'd have to walk. That was before cell phones, okay? I was going to have to walk to the next exit, and in a moment's time, a young man drove up behind me. He said, you got a flat tire. He immediately went to work, changed the tire, and was off before I knew it. I think it might have been an angel. But at any rate, don't you appreciate when someone, some stranger, has been there to help you? Well, God does use his angels. Sometimes we entertain them unaware. Sometimes he uses people who are, I remember once I was at Duck Valley, and it was I just arrived, and I was, they don't have trash pickup, so you had to go to the dump, and I was putting my trash in the large receptacle, and I thought, well, I'm going to take a shortcut down there where I had some boxes to put. And anyway, I got stuck over a It was snowing. Here it was snowing. I had no phone. Of course, it wouldn't have worked anyway. It wasn't cell phone service. And I was stuck there. And I said, Lord, I couldn't call anybody. There was no one around. You have to understand that place is 100 miles from anyone. Of course, there was a small native community, Shoshone Paiute. I was pastoring at that church at the time. And would you believe, a native guy drove up. Never saw him since or before, and he got a chain, hooked it on my car, pulled the Ranger back, and I thanked him profusely. I mean, it was just such a blessing, and I asked his name, and he said, Gabriel. I said, you really are an angel. So, beloved, it's just such a source of comfort when someone is there to help us. But, beloved, in spite of all these natural or even supernatural agencies that we may have experienced in our lives, nothing is more precious than the intervention of Lord God Almighty. This is God speaking out of Isaiah 41. He says, I am the Lord, your God. Your God, brother and sister, I will take hold of your right hand. I am telling you right now, today, don't be afraid. Whatever the problem is, I will help you. And so some of you, you know, maybe feel so distressed. I don't know if you've ever, you know, been in a hospital or a sick room. Sometimes it just means so much to have that human touch, to feel physical touch, to someone would actually reach out and hold your hand. Or even if they don't do that physically, the love, the care, and compassion, it ministers to you because you're not alone. Beloved, we live in a scary world. There's battles and troubles and all kinds of things. There are things that just sometimes we're overwhelmed. I can speak from experience, beloved. There are times it's like I did not know what I was going to do. I said, Lord, how much can one person take? I really didn't think I could take any more. But sometimes, beloved, he will take you to the very end of yourself. And that's when you will begin to see his miracle working power undertake for you. We have this treasure in earthen vessels that the excellency of the power may be of God and not of us. Some of you today, you might not know where you're going because of the darkness of the trial. You might feel stressed and anxious today. You may feel like you're in a spiritual darkness or wilderness place with such a sense of loneliness and desolation. You have such a yearning in your heart for comfort. Beloved, I want to encourage you right now in the name of the Lord to just reach out your hand right now to our dear Lord, and you will feel the grasp of his hand in yours, and you will hear him say, do not fear. In fact, let's just pause. I want to pray right now. I won't wait till the end. Father, in Jesus' name, not everyone, Lord, some are just doing great. But Lord, they've all been there. And so, Father, we pray, we join our hearts in prayer. Those who are doing well, you might be on the mountaintop, but there are those listening who really need God's comfort right now. So, Father, in Jesus' name, we come to you. And Father, it says in your word that when one member of the body hurts, we all hurt. Lord, when one rejoices, we can all rejoice. But Father, right now, I pray for your supernatural intervention in their lives. Lord, that they would feel you reach out to touch them. Lord, that they will feel your comfort as only you can comfort. Lord, that you will pour your anointing into them, that they would feel the sweetness of your presence. Father, I take authority right now, demon spirits, by the name of the risen Lord Jesus Christ, Jesus of Nazareth. I rebuke you in the name of Jesus, the oppression and the discouragement and the depression and the self-condemnation. I rebuke you in the name of Jesus, and I command you to loose your hold on the people of God. And Father, I pray for the very ministry of your Spirit, the ministry of the angels of God who are sent to minister to the heirs of salvation. Thank you, Lord, for your peace right now. Lord, even if they don't have it, you're going to show them the direction. Lord, if they don't know which way to turn, you're going to show them. And I just want to counsel you, wait on the Lord. Let him show you. Don't do anything unless you have his peace. And Father, thank you now for your precious anointing, just to give them hope and encouragement, to let them know that they are not alone, that you are with them. Lord, one of your last words to your disciples, you said, I will never leave you nor forsake you. I will be with you to the end of the age. And Father, we trust those words. By the precious Holy Spirit, you are in our midst. For the Spirit of the Lord would say, my beloved, be encouraged. Lo, I would wipe away your tears. I would lift the heaviness of your heart. And you shall know that I have heard your heart's cry. I've heard your prayers. And you shall see God move. Faint not, fear not, but trust in me. Trust that I have heard your prayer, that I am going to move, that I shall cause the enemy of your soul to flee from before you. You have submitted to me, and as you are submitted with all of your heart before me, lo, I will fight for you, says your God. I will cause you, the enemy of your soul, to be vanquished, to flee from before you, and you shall see the mercies of your God surround you, and you shall see, yea, I will give you beauty for ashes, the oil of joy for mourning, the garment of praise for the spirit of heaviness. And I will do this that I might be glorified, and that you might be called the trees of righteousness, the planting of the Lord, that I may be glorified, says the Lord. Rejoice, for I touch you by the hand of my anointing even this day. Amen and amen. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord, for your ministry. Thank you, Lord, for the presence of the Holy Spirit. Thank you, my Lord. All honor and praise and glory go to Jesus. Amen and amen. Hallelujah. Well, I don't have much time, but as we look at that scripture I've been sharing in Isaiah 41 and 13, when the Lord says, I will take hold of your right hand and say to you, don't fear. Notice the way the Lord works when he moves in your life. First, he takes hold of your hand. And then secondly, he speaks to your heart. He speaks words of assurance and comfort. And he did that just now, didn't he, by the spirit of prophecy. Well, my time is gone and I must bring this broadcast to a close. Thank you for joining me. And whatever those specific needs might be, there's a principle in God's word. There's a dynamic. There's power in agreeing prayer. And if you take that step of faith to write, and if you send an email, if you want me to, I'll pray for you, absolutely. But if you want me to respond back, I ask you to enclose your mailing address. The mailing list is never, ever, ever shared with anyone, ever. And so know that it is a sacred trust I hold before the Lord. So I invite you to write. The announcer will give our contact information. Thank you for joining me. I love you. I pray every day for my UCM partners and for my radio family. God bless you. And until tomorrow, this is Sister Glass saying, may God's best forever be yours, is my prayer.
You're listening to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast. Thank you for joining us. You're invited to write Sister Glass at P.O. Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. That's Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. You're also invited to visit our website, unveiledchrist.org. You can learn more about Unveiled Christ there, as well as email Sister Glass. Again, that's unveiledchrist.org. And please remember as you write that your prayers for this ministry are greatly valued, and your tax-deductible gifts of support enable us to keep this radio program on the air. Thank you for joining us today. Until next time, God bless. Oh.